I'm Nick Brinks. Let's recap today's state track activities on this Friday, day two of state track at Drake Stadium. And it's brought to you by St. Anthony Regional Hospital, Iowa Corn Processors, Joe P. Frank & Sons, and Community Insurance of Coon Rapids. Let's go back to 9 o'clock this morning in the boys' 1A high jump. Keegan Simons finished third, and Alex Lingle finished tied for 17th. Simons for Arweva, and Alex Lingle for IKM Manning. In the boys' 1A, 110 hurdle prelims, Carter Erlmeyer and Skylar Schultest finish 17th and 19th, respectively. And Nolan Smith, the defending state champion in that event, he qualified for tomorrow's finals, finishing 6th overall and a time of 15:42. His finals will be tomorrow at 1:15. Shortly after that, the girls' 1A 100 hurdle prelims, Leslie Luft punched her ticket to the final tomorrow with a 7th place finish. 16:30 was her time today, and it was her best time of the season as well. Tomorrow's final is at 1:05 for Leslie Luft of Arweva. We wrapped up the morning, or at least physically the morning hours, 11:30. Boys 1A discus, Joseph Zeiger, an impressive effort for him. He finished 2nd overall with a throw of 144.5 feet. We kicked off the noon hour with the boys' 1A distance medley with IKM Manning finishing around 20th or 21st. I don't have the official number written down on my sheet. It's somewhere around there, though. And Audubon, they finished 2nd in their section, 10th overall, with a time of 3:41.43. Around 1:20 this afternoon, the girls' 1A 4x400 prelims saw IKM Manning finishing 17th overall with a time of 4:18.37. That did not qualify them for tomorrow's finals. Around 2 o'clock, we saw the boys' 2A high jump. Colton Barr of South Central Calhoun finished in a tie for 15th, and Miles Ruepiper of Kemper went back-to-back in the high jump. State champion 2017, and again this year in 2018, he cleared 6-7. On his way to the title today in the 2A boys high jump. In the boys 2A 110 hurdle prelims, it was Josh Van Holzen of South Central Calhoun finishing 12th, and Isaac Baumover of Kemper finished 24th, neither qualifying for tomorrow's finals. Around 3:40 today, the girls 2A 100 hurdle prelims, Hannah Erlbeck, she won her heat with a time of 15:83, good for 4th overall. She qualified for tomorrow's finals, which will be around 1:10 or so tomorrow afternoon. In the boys' 2A 4x200, South Central Calhoun put up a 12th place finish. They finished 6th in their section with a time of 1:33 flat. The girls' 3A 4x200 for Carroll, they put up a time of 1:50.54. They finished 23rd overall in that event. In the boys' 2A discus, Michael Moore, his best throw was 132.5 feet, good for 23rd overall. In the girls' 2A high jump, Bailey Wallison of ESAC, along with Caitlin Schuneman of ESAC, each picked up top 16 finishes. Wallison, she cleared 4:11, but did not clear 5:1. She was tied for 16th overall. And for Schuneman, she finished 12th after clearing 5:1, but not clearing 5:3. But now we're getting to the final events of the day. Around 5 o'clock this afternoon, it was Isaac Baumover finishing 6th overall in the boys' 2A 400 hurdles with a time of 55:99. He was 2nd in his section and 6th overall, as I mentioned. In the boys' 2A distance medley, it was South Central Calhoun picking up a 3rd place finish. They got a podium for themselves, a podium finish, with a time of 3:36.28. In the girls' 3A 4x100 prelims, it was Carroll coming home 21st overall with a time of 51:95. And in the boys' 2A 4x100 prelims for South Central Calhoun, they finished 8th in their heat, 23rd overall with a time of 45:46. And our final event wrapping up in the last 20 to 30 minutes, it was South Central Calhoun. Jared Burks, Josh Ankenius, Nick Englund, and Tanner Mackey. They ran a time of 3:34, again, in that boys' 2A 4x400 prelim. They finished 8th in their heat, and around 19th or 20th overall. We're waiting on possible disqualification from somebody in the first heat. But I would imagine 19th is where they will finish, but 20th is where they are sitting at the moment. This has been a recap of today's state track action from Drake Stadium in Des Moines on this Friday. One day to go. You can find that schedule on our website, 1380kcim.com, as well as all of today's results. I brought you the team result if it was a group event. You can find the individuals who partook in those events on our website. The full schedule and results from today and yesterday, in fact, still on our website, 1380kcim.com. I'm Nick Brinks. This has been my final update from Drake Stadium on this Friday. We'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning with more updates as we bring you through tomorrow's finals. It's 93.7 KKRL, Kick 106.7, and 1380 KCIM. Thanks for joining us for our coverage today. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great night.